Blog Talk Radio.
Under his wings of protection, we find ourselves today. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to another daily Manna from Heaven broadcast. What a wonderful hymn, a hymn that reminds us that we are never alone, we are never left unprotected, that God always cares for his children. No matter what it may seem like, God tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Blessed be his name. Well, let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. And by the way, what a wonderful prayer meeting we had yesterday. Wow, God was really, really touching hearts yesterday in our prayer meeting, and we are so blessed because the Lord met us. It's called the prayer meeting. We go to meet with God, and today technology affords us the privilege or the opportunity or the medium. We don't have to go to the church building per se. That would be ideal. Going to the house of God, his house is called the house of prayer. That would be ideal. But it's winter time, and many don't want to leave the home at night, cold, slippery roads, ice everywhere, snow. And so we have our prayer service on the phone. And Because it's on the phone, people from other states are joining us in prayer. People from other parts of the country are joining us in prayer. If it was just that church, it would only be the people of our village of St. Johnsville. That's it. That's all that would be in attendance. But many, many, many were in attendance last night. And more importantly, the Lord was in attendance. The Lord God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we want to continue to promote the prayer meeting and encourage many, many, many more people who are either unchurched or not going to join us for prayer. Can you please spread the word? Can you please tell them what we're doing on Tuesday night? I am sure that it would be a source of comfort and encouragement to them if they joined together with other like-minded believers in seeking the Lord and seeking his strength. We're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. Our theme for the week is God will deliver us in 2022. God will deliver us. Not that we would deliver ourselves, but that God would deliver us. It would take God. If God doesn't show up, if God doesn't intervene, if God is not on our side, we're history. It's curtains. Call the undertaker. Start writing your obituary. For if God is not on our side, we are doomed. But as Paul said defiantly, as he looked at the powers of darkness, if God be for us, who can be against us? Or what can be against us? Text reads, 1 Samuel 17:37, David, the future king of Israel, is speaking to the present king of Israel. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul, the current king, said to David, the future king, go. And the Lord be with thee. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks yet again for another beautiful day, sunny day, another day of life, another day to consider your ways, to consider your person, to consider your works, and how marvelous they are. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us as we consider the text and we would ponder the teaching. God, give us faith. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Some of us have our faith tank almost near empty. Can you fill it today, Lord? Can you fill up our tank that we may go forward, encouraged, inspired, and strengthened to believe God for the impossible, especially when we have a challenge before us? This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. The portion that I want to consider today, Wednesday, February the 9th, is the portion in which David talks about battling and defeating the lion. First level of schooling, battling and defeating the lion. Verse number 34 of chapter 17. Let's go to verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him. I went after the lion, and I went after the bear, and I smote the lion, and I smote the bear, and I delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And when the lion rose up against me, and when the bear rose up against me, I caught the lion, and I caught the bear by his beard. I smote him, and I slew him. battling and defeating the lion. The original language, the Hebrew language in the text, tells us what kind of lion it was. Of course, we know that there was at a time a lion that was called the Palestinian lion. Palestinian lion is a lion that roamed the land of Canaan in the times of David. That lion today is extinct. There are no lions in the land of Palestine. Over time, with population growth and the invention of gunpowder and guns and bullets, the lion, unfortunately, sadly, has become extinct in Palestine. But we have records of lions, Palestinian lions, in the 1800s, before the lion became extinct. And we do know from the text, we know from the Hebrew language, that there are two lions referred to in the Bible. The lion is referred to over 100 times in the Bible, mostly in the Old Testament. And in the Hebrew language, there are two words for lion. One refers to the young lion. That's the Hebrew word kefir. And the other word for lion is arya, arya. The kefir is the young lion or the suckling, the lion that is under a year old, a young lion stops feeding from its mother after a year. He is weaned. The lioness will wean the young lion after 12 months. After 12 months, the young lion is no longer a young lion. He starts entering into what we call adulthood, but it takes him a couple of years to enter into adulthood. The Arya is a lion of full age. It's an adult age lion. The difference between an Arya and a kefir are vast. For example, the kefir or the young lion does not have good size. He's still what we call a pup, if you will, a kitten, if you will. He's still a baby in size. A young lion is a baby in weight. A young lion is a baby when it comes to power. A young lion is a baby when it comes to experience. A young lion is a baby when it comes to skills. So notice, what does the young lion lack? Size. He hasn't grown yet. Weight. He hasn't matured yet. His bones have not reached adult level. He doesn't have adult bones. He doesn't have adult power. And, of course, with time comes experience. The young lion has not lived very long, so he's not very experienced, and as a result, he's not very skilled. We call this young lion a rookie, a babe. The text tells us that David did not confront a young lion. He did not defeat a young lion. He was not delivered from a young lion. In fact, the opposite is true. David, the Hebrew text tells us that David fought an Arier, a lion that has all size, all weight, all power, all experience, all skills. Now, listen, when you become a lion of that size, when you become a fully mature lion, with its full weight, its full power, its full experience, all skills, that lion is racking up victories. Victories. We know that the lion has been called the king of the jungle and the king of the forest, and with good reason. The Arier, according to the records that we have from the 17 and 1800s, an Arier can grow, a mature adult lion can grow and become 8 to 9 feet in length. Think about that. Wrap your head around that for a moment. A fully grown Palestinian lion, the kind that David fought, to 9 feet long. That means from the beginning of its nose to its backside, to its rump, it was 8 to 9 feet long. It was also 5 feet high off the ground. When it stood on all four legs, it was 5 feet high. In addition to having a length of 8 to 9 feet from nose to rump, it had a tail that was 4 feet long. That's a lion. That is called the king of beasts, the king of the jungle, the king of the forest. It had great strength, undaunted courage, never ran from a fight. Remember, the Bible says that the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as the lion. That's in Proverbs. Undaunted in courage, never runs from a fight. Never. Charges when challenged, when stared down. The lion charges. Great in strength, undaunted courage, majestic in appearance with its great mane. Also, we know based on records that the roar of the lion is heart-stopping. Whenever a lion roars, whenever there's been a human standing a few feet away from a lion, let's say 100 feet away from a lion, and the lion roars, that human being's heart almost stops. It's when the lion roars, and its roar is long and loud, it's heart-stopping and muscle-paralyzing. Those who are standing in front of a lion when he roars can't even move. They're so paralyzed in fear. That's the kind of lion that David fought. Kind of lion. Now, he says this. He says this in the text. And listen, this is not a fairy tale. This is not, you know, this is not in the Bible. God is not in the business of lying to us. No, God is in the business of telling us the truth. His word is filled with truth. And David says this. He says this to Saul. Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came an arriere. There came a huge adult lion, stately in character, majestic in appearance, daunting, undaunting in courage, great in strength, and he had one thing in mind, this meat eater, because that's what a lion is. A lion is a carnivore. This meat eater, and who can also become a man eater. Remember, lions prefer game. Lions prefer antelope. Lions prefer goats. They prefer sheep. But if you get into a lion's way, if you stand in front of a lion and draw a line in the sand and saying, before you can get to my sheep, you got to get to me, the lion will go from meat eater, and then you become on the menu. He becomes a man eater. That's what David was staring down. A meat eater that was about to become a man eater. And David said to Saul, when I kept my father's sheep, there came a lion whose roar is heart-stopping, whose roar is muscle-paralyzing. And he took one of the lambs out of the flock, one of the Lord's sheep. And I went after him. He didn't come after me. He did not come after me. The lion wanted lamb for lunch or lamb for dinner. We're not told what time of day this was. But he didn't come for me. He came for one of the vulnerable ones. And I went after him. I said, you're not going to do this today.
You're not going to do this to this flock. And I went after him. I chased him. The same way he went after the lamb, I went after him. And I smote him. And I delivered, I took the lamb out of his mouth. And he didn't like that. The lion did not like that. The king of beasts didn't like that. The king of the jungle said, who is this? Who is this stripling here? And he, it says, and he arose. Isn't that what the text says? And he arose and came against me. I became his enemy now. I was not his enemy. I was not his target in the beginning. But when I went to defend that little lamb and I took it out of his mouth, when I punched that lion, when I smote him and unlocked his jaw and the lamb fell out, I took the lamb away from him. And the lion rose up. Now remember, 8 to 9, he's 8 to 9 feet long, 5 feet high off the ground. He rose up against me. And I caught him by his beard or his royal mane. Now remember, David is a king too. He's an anointed king. The lion is also a king. Two kings going at it. One present king, the lion. One future king, David. And notice also, David is of the lion. He is of the tribe of Judah. And the emblem of the tribe of Judah is a lion. Remember, the Bible calls Jesus our Lord and Savior, the lion from the tribe of Judah. Here are two lions, one spiritual, one natural. They're duking it out. And David said, and I smote him. I hit him hard. I hit him so hard, and I slew him. I killed him. Now, in this passage, David talks about him. He says, look, let's look at all the things that David did. Let's read again, and let's pick out the things that David did. And David said to Saul, starting at verse 34, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went, I, notice David says, not God, I went after him. And I smote him, and I delivered the lamb out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by the beard. And I smote him, and I slew him. So notice, David is doing all the work. But notice what he says in verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion. And out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me. You see, my brothers and sisters, we are co-laborers together with God. You've got to do something, and then God shows up and backs you up. You see, you got to go after the lion. You have to smite the lion. You have to do your part. And then David says, I did my part, and then God did his part. Because there was no way that I could outmatch a lion. There's no way that I could have beaten or slain a Palestinian lion. No, 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 no. No way. I should have been torn to pieces. But God saved me. You see, my brothers and sisters, you are no match for what's coming your way. I am no match for what is coming our way. But God gives us the courage. And we do things, we say, how did I do that? How did I even do it? I mean, was I crazy? Was I really thinking, the lion came and took the lamb and I should have ran in the other direction, but I didn't. I did something crazy. I ran after the lion. I fought the lion. I tangled with the lion. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought I had it in me? You see, my brothers and sisters, it's God working through and for you. Who put that spunk in you? Who put that courage in you to face down what is coming your way?
God, and God will save you from this formidable enemy, the lion. We don't have time to get into everything that the lion can do. I can listen. The lion, the Palestinian lion, there are so many records, so many testimonials as to what this beast can do, how far this beast can leap, how with one swing of his paw, many were slain with just one swing. The weight alone, the weight of that beast, think about it. Here's an 8 to 9 foot lion from nose to rump, 5 feet off the ground. Listen, have you ever been tackled by a Saint Bernard? A Saint Bernard's a big dog. Can you imagine a Saint Bernard twice the size of a Saint Bernard? That's a lion. And a Saint Bernard can be a playful thing. A lion is not playful. A lion, when it is hungry, is desperate. A lion, when it is hungry, it only has one thing on its mind: grabbing and tearing and swallowing. Grabbing its prey, tearing its prey, and swallowing its prey to do what? To satisfy its natural instincts. It is a meat eater. Especially if you take something from that lion, oh, it's coming at you with full force. And yet notice David says, by God's grace, I did what I did, but God in his mercy, God in his goodness, God whose wings I am under, he delivered me from the lion. My brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're going to face this week. I don't know what you're facing next week. I don't know what you're going to face next month. I don't know what you're going to face next year. Listen, whatever it is, God will deliver you. The lion is the enemy without. The lion is that enemy who stalks you. No doubt that lion was stalking David's flock of sheep, unbeknown to David. David was just sitting under some tree, playing his harp, no doubt, possibly eating lunch, when that lion pounced on his flock, unbeknown to David, and was trying to get away with one of his lambs. You don't know when trouble will knock on your door. You don't know. You don't know that part. But here's something you do know. Here's something you can take to the bank. God will deliver you. He will deliver you. He delivered you in the past, and he'll deliver you tomorrow. Well, I hope the lesson was a blessing to you. I hope it was a source of encouragement. I hope you tune in tomorrow for part four to this wonderful lesson on God will deliver us in 2022. It's a guarantee. Why is it a guarantee? Because God is not a man that he should lie. If it's in his word, he'll do it. Since we're talking about the Lord and we're honoring the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and his grace, let us sing to him, crown him with many crowns, since he is worthy to be praised.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Our how the heavenly anthem drowns from his body form. Awake, my soul, and sing.
Thank you.
Well,